Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, the name of the book is Precious Memories of Nancy Linebar, RN, CNM, an Alzheimer's patient. The author of that book is her husband, who was her caregiver all the way to the end. He's a man of faith and just a wonderful man and a resource for so many folks that have to deal with caregiving. And Paul will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the number is 66.7 million people in America are caregiving, and that is a tremendous chunk of our population. And they're giving of themselves to a loved one or to someone who they are in care of. This book, all the money for this book goes to the Alzheimer's Association, which is just a lovely gesture from Paul. And Nancy, I'm sure, would have it no other way. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you.
How am I on the statistic? 66.7 million, is that what the number is?
Yes, that's 29% of the adult population. That's tremendous when you think about it.
It's unbelievable. That is an unbelievable number, almost 30%. That's just about one in three people that were three out of nine people that are dealing with this. And I've done it. I'm not doing it now, but I'm prepared to do it. And I always say, I hope I go before my wife does. I hope God takes me before he takes my wife, because I want them. I want my four children and wife to live as long as they possibly can. But that's not to say I don't love life as much as she does. But everyone out there that's dealing with the situation of caregiving, they have to get this book, and the money goes to a great cause, the Alzheimer's Association. Paul, do you get calls from friends or from strangers or emails from folks that are going through this that are looking for help, or do you find that that most people are finding it on the internet blindly or not directly from someone, or maybe from someone that they know directly? Have you gotten many calls or emails about your experiences?
Well, I've had a lot of contact through our Alzheimer's Association here, our local group. And through the last couple of years, I've done a lot of speaking engagements with other Alzheimer's support groups and a lot of care facilities who have asked me to come and speak about how did we set up and do home care in our home? What did we have to do? How did we have to change things and all that sort of thing? And so I've done quite a few speaking engagements doing that, and then also with friends in our church and other friends that call me and ask advice, and I give them what my experiences were. And everybody's different. Doesn't work for everybody the same thing, but it's worth at least trying different things on caregiving and when there are people wandering and with Alzheimer's and the most difficult kinds of things like that. And some little tricks and tips help and some don't, but you got to try them. And so I don't mind that. I'm always glad to give information to anybody that needs it.
Yeah, I mean, with Alzheimer's, the one thing that I was very aware of, and my mother, and again, I go back to, we were taking care of my grandmother, and this was back when I was a young man, very young man, and we were taking care of. So little was known, and actually, the term Alzheimer's, and again, maybe this is 25 years ago or more than 25 years ago. It was a new, relatively new term, prior to that, maybe you heard the word dementia, or you heard, harsher words or terrible terms to describe it, but people didn't understand it. There seemed to be a stigma attached to it, and foolishly, as a society, we just didn't know any better, and so many people, I don't know when it would, in the 50s or the 40s, I mean, there was so little understanding about what was going on, and it was really a stigma attached. People were embarrassed by this happening to them or happening to a loved one. And I think just we've grown up as a society to understand that this is something terrible that we have to deal with, but by no means ever be ashamed of it. It is something that that shows strength for people dealing with it, certainly not the other way around. Frank McKay here with Paul E. Linebaugh. And he's a wonderful author, and we encourage everyone to get the book at Amazon, Precious Memories of Nancy Linebaugh, RN, CNM, an Alzheimer's patient. All the money is going to the Alzheimer's Association. But address that, Paul. I mean, in your life, do you remember the first time you ever heard the term Alzheimer's?
Well, I think it's probably back when my mother was having dementia problems, and we went into the hospital into a doctor, and he talked about he didn't think it was Alzheimer's, and so I asked him, "Well, what's Alzheimer's?" so that's when I just didn't understand what he meant by how is that different from what we always called, old age disease or dementia. And so he explained it to me, that it was different, but there are many kinds of dementia, but the results of them are all the same. You've got to treat them mostly the same. But that was it. And so when I started this process, and she had her diagnosis, that I was unprepared. I mean, I didn't know enough about it, and so that's why I started learning everything that I could about it from people who did know.
Yeah, what about the aspect of there being a stigma? No longer is there, or there certainly shouldn't be a stigma attached to it, but there was at one time. Am I correct? I believe my grandmother's mother in Europe, was still over in Europe, had dementia, and they acted like it was a very embarrassing thing and a very terrible thing. And by the time my grandmother began to lose her memory, and to start losing all grasp on what was going on, she was concerned with that. And I was saying, Grandma, there's no shame whatsoever. You're fine, and however you are, and God will take you. And she was a person of faith, and I said you're going to be fine, and there was nothing at all to be embarrassed. I said your mother should have never been embarrassed, and I said don't worry about any of that. But there was a time period in our history where this was a terribly embarrassing thing for the people, and I think it's really terrible that for years we lived in darkness, and now at least it's coming to the light. I mean, your thoughts on what I'm saying here?
Well, you're absolutely right, and Frank, it's still in some circles, it's still considered, as something more like mental illness. I remember years back when I was a young man that many people referred to people as that had mental illness as crazy and those kinds of terms. It was very unflattering, very, very terrible when they referred to people like that. But that was the stigma that people had, and Frank, even with Nancy, 25, 26 years ago now, when this first came about, her diagnosis, that Nancy had worked, you mentioned that, I think your mother worked in a mental hospital or something, psychiatric. Well, Nancy had part of her training as nurse's training. She worked in Kalamazoo at the mental hospital there for 3 months. Nancy didn't like it at all. It bothered her, and she, when she got done with it, she said, well, that's not going to be my field, you know. Well, when Nancy was diagnosed, then one of the first things she said to me when we were dealing with trying to overcome this, she said, I don't want to be like those people in the mental hospital. So she, even as educated as she was, she didn't know a whole lot about Alzheimer's, and she was thinking in terms that she was going to be acting like those people in the mental hospital. So it took a while to convince her that, no, Alzheimer's is different, you know, and we can get some treatment. And so that's how people think, and it's difficult to overcome. We still have, I know a couple of friends that they had been diagnosed, and they were ashamed of it. And I said, you know, you just can't, this is an illness. It's just like anything else, or cancer, whatever, you know, you got to deal with it. But we still have that problem, Frank.
Yeah, we do. And again, hopefully books like yours and conversations that we're having will bring some light to what's going on. Let me again remind folks, if you're just tuning in, or just turning on your radio, or just turning on your computers in the middle of what we're talking about here. Paul E. Linbar is the author of Precious Memories of Nancy Linbar. And again, if I mispronounce your name, I'm sorry, I keep going back and forth. Paul E. Linbar is the author, and Nancy Linbar is the subject of the wonderful Precious Memories of Nancy Linbar, RN, CNM, an Alzheimer's patient. And all the proceeds from this book will be going to the Alzheimer's Association. And I know Nancy is looking down and being very proud of that decision to do that. Frank McKay here with Paul E. Linbar. And Paul, Nancy also, I know you're a man of faith, and Nancy was a person of faith. Did she continue to pray as she lost her memory and became more and more? Was that one thing that stuck with her as she was passing? Was prayer something that stuck with her all the way to the end?
Oh, it was vital to her. When she finally accepted that she had this disease and didn't want anybody to know about it. And I think we talked about that once, that she didn't want anybody to know about it. I said, well, they're going to know about it because you're going to be forgetting things, and we might as well just face it and ask God to help us, and I'll help you, and so forth. Well, through a lot of tears and praying, she finally got to that point where she since then said to me, you know, well, I'm a nurse, and I've had people die of all kinds of illnesses and diseases. So she said, if God wants me to die of Alzheimer's, then that's his will. Totally changed her life, totally changed her attitude. And she never after that complained about why did God give her this disease. She turned to God and studied her Bible. She had a little desk that she sat there and read her Bible, and she wrote notes about Bible verses and things, and prayed, and found it was extremely important. She also, I remember one time we were sitting in church when we still could go to church, and we were sitting there and our heads together, holding hands, and we were praying, and I prayed for all the prayer requests that were in our bulletin, and then I prayed for all of our kids one at a time, and then I said amen, and then suddenly Nancy said to me, what about me? And I was so embarrassed, I'd forgotten to pray for Nancy.
gosh.
And that was so important to her. And so I apologized and I prayed for Nancy, and then she felt that much better. That's how important she felt prayer was in her situation and for her. So, yes, she continued all through her, as long as she could, to pray to God to comfort her and help her to get through this disease.
Again, Frank McKay here with Paul E. Linebaugh. And again, we're talking about the subject at hand is caring for Alzheimer's patients. And so many of you out there are dealing with other diseases, and by no means are we picking one over the other, but his experience was this with Alzheimer's. And again, the name of the book by Paul E. Linebaugh is Precious Memories of Nancy Linebaugh, RN, CNM, an Alzheimer's patient. All the proceeds, if you go get it on Amazon or anywhere, all the proceeds are going to the Alzheimer's Association. Frank McKay here with Paul E. Linebaugh. You're going back to the support groups. How often do they meet? I know it varies, but in your experience, in your reality, when you were going on with this, was it a once a week situation? Was it a once a month? Was it twice a week? Was it every day? How often was there a meeting to go to?
It's once a month, but there are more than one around. So I went to, we finally formed one in our local community, and so I went to that one. And also, that met once a month, but I got to go to two different ones, which was very helpful. I went to others that had special programs and so forth. You might travel, several miles to get to those, but I went to everything I could find that dealt with these issues, and there were many specialists that people who I remember one nurse, and she'd been dealing with people with Alzheimer's and caring for them for years, and was a guest speaker and still is going about as a guest speaker about Alzheimer's. So I took advantage of every situation I could to learn as much as I could about it. So there are many things available if just people would take advantage of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. And I recommend it as well. I never did it. I never went to the groups, the support groups, and we should have. My mother certainly could have benefited greatly. Later on in life, about 10 years ago, my wife and I were the caretaker for my mother, and she didn't. She had early onset. What is it? Early onset Alzheimer's. So they thought. But it never got full fledged, unfortunately, because she didn't live to do it. She only lived till 68 years old, and which is just too young. How old was Nancy when she passed?
Nancy was 85.
Okay. Oh boy. It's not. And listen, it's not old anymore. People are living well past 100. And how many years was she suffering from Alzheimer's?
Well, it was 20 years. She had it when she was 65. But that was just shortly after we retired, and she didn't want to admit it. She was having severe problems, and she said, and I know, people are in denial about it. That's normal. You're kind of afraid to really find out that you have it, she said to me, she said, "Now I'm a nurse. I know all about these things, and I don't have any problem." But she did have problems, and so it was 3 years before we finally got the doctor caught her in a bad memory situation or lack of memory, and said, "We got to take care of this, Nancy." And he took charge, and she wasn't able to talk him out of it, so. That worked out finally that we got some help starting. That's when she started some treatment.
Well, listen, I want to thank you once again for sharing your memories and your experiences with us. Paul E. Linebaugh, again, is our very special guest. We got about a minute left. I know I asked you last week when we spoke about a website. We're kind of pointing everybody to Amazon. Is there a website or a social media site that you have that you could point people to, or is the best place still to go Amazon?
No, the only thing we have is an email site to contact me. It's preciousmemoriesnancy@gmail.com.
So give that again, if you would. Precious Memories.
It's preciousmemoriesnancy@gmail.com.
Memoriesnancy@gmail.com. Again, that email address for Paul E. Linebaugh is preciousmemoriesnancy@gmail.com. Paul, I want to just thank you very much for being here and sharing your experiences, and just wonderful, and everything you're doing. God bless you, Paul.
Thank you, Frank.
Paul E. Linebaugh has been our very special guest. We encourage everyone to binge listen to everything that we've been doing. You don't need to listen in any particular order, but Precious Memories of Nancy Linebaugh, RN, CNM, An Alzheimer's Patient is the name of the book. Get it at Amazon, and all the money is going to charity. It's going to Alzheimer's Association. And if you need to reach Paul, let me give the email address. I know somebody asked for it, and I just didn't have it handy. My fault. PreciousMemoriesNancy@gmail.com is the email, and he'll try to get back to you. That's for sure. Frank McKay signing off. Paul E. Linebaugh has been our very special guest. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.